delighted to be speaking to Sam O'Rourke, who's bringing a production called Queen by Candlelight to the Victoria Hall soon. How are you, Sam?
Very well, thank you. Dave, how are you?
I'm really pretty good, despite everything that's going on. But
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this production then.
So we're a company called Concerts by Candlelight. We've been touring around the country and the world, really, for 5 years now. Our main places that we perform, we do a lot of cathedrals and theatres as well around the country. We've been to Carnegie Hall in New York. We do a lot of West End shows. We've recently done our second show at the London Palladium, St. Paul's Cathedral, as well as tours in Australia and New Zealand. And yeah, the clue's in the title, really, Concerts by Candlelight. Our lovely Candlelight sets up the ambiance, and then we have all sorts of different shows, and the one that's coming to the Victoria Hall next month, or where are we? End of February, yeah, next month, is Queen by Candlelight.
Yes.
So we've got four West End singers and a live band bringing the music of Queen.
And that sounds good. Are you the ones then behind sort of Coldplay by Candlelight and so on, which I've seen recently?
Yeah, that's one of ours. We've got all sorts. We've got Coldplay, Queen. We were actually at the Victoria Hall last year with our Meatloaf show. So yeah, we've got about 45 different shows that we do at the moment. But Queen by Candlelight is actually our flagship show. It was the very first one that we did 5 years ago.
So by Candlelight, what difference is it to a normal show of Queen or a tribute act to Queen?
I think it sets up the ambiance really well. I mean, you've obviously got all of your, with the music of pretty much any artist, even the likes of Queen, you've got your lovely sort of ballads and slow ones if you're in that sort of mood. And they are sprinkled throughout our show. But not that you shouldn't be deceived by the Candlelight setup, because we also like to have a little bit of a party. There's plenty of them singing and dancing along the way, if that's to your taste. Otherwise, you can just sit and let it all wash over you. There's a little bit of everything in there.
So you say you've got a live band, and you say you've got West End singers. So we will have seen those before, will we?
Say that again, sorry.
We will have seen the West End singers before. They're talented singers.
That, absolutely, yeah. You'll have seen, potentially, if anybody was there at the Meatloaf show back in at the Victoria Hall last year. But yeah, we've got all sorts of performers. Shows across the West End. People have been in Book of Mormon and Thriller Live and Les Mis, all sorts of different bits and bobs. And yeah, it's very likely that you'll recognise some of the names and the faces and the voices, hopefully.
Yeah, and the band itself, is this more orchestral given the ambience, or is it the guitars and the drums and so on?
No, full Queen vibes. Two guitars, bass, keys, and I've missed something there, but yeah. full Queen.
But it's a full Queen sort of lineup, if you like.
That's right.
Right. So what gave you the idea to do this? This was your first one. Where did the idea originally come from?
It actually came at the back end of COVID. Our first show was in Manchester Monastery. One of our directors, his name's Dan Wood, one of the founders of the company. He's been a producer for a long time and wanted a bit of live entertainment back. And the Manchester Monastery was a good option because it enabled us to put on a show whilst sticking to the social distancing rules. So that's how it started in those spaces initially. And then it just gradually spread out. Beyond that, one of our Queen singers had recently been in Bat Out of Hell, the Meatloaf musical in the West End. So they had the idea to extend not just from Queen, but to doing a bit of Meatloaf as well. And then, the rest is history. The social distancing thankfully disappeared, so we were able to start having full auditoriums again. And the rest of the shows just continued to roll out. But Queen is still one of our favourite and best-selling shows and going very, very strong.
And you've mentioned that it isn't just around the UK. You've already mentioned some big places abroad in North America, for instance.
Yeah, that's right. We did the Carnegie Hall in New York, which was pretty, pretty special. And we're looking to continue to extend all around the world. We've got another Australia and New Zealand tour planned. We recently got back at the end of last year. We've got another one for next year. So yeah, here, there and everywhere.
So the candle lights, are they real candles that are there? People don't presumably have to bring their own candles or whatever.
You don't have to bring your own candles, Dave, but it'd be telling whether I told you, it'd be telling you our secrets whether I told you whether they were real candles or not. I'll give you a clue. We're not planning on setting any buildings on fire.
Okay. All right. There are ways around naked flames, aren't there?
Absolutely.
So, Sam, I believe that you started life in our own little area of the world.
I did indeed. Usually for for conversations with the likes of yourself on the radio, we'll chuck one of our fingers on to have the conversation. But I saw that there was more Lynn's radio interested, and I thought, I want to do that one. I'm originally from Stoke. Sorry, I should clarify, I'm not one of the fingers. I'm in a different department of the company, but I was originally I was brought up in Newcastle-under-Lyme, and my mum and dad live in Cheddleton now, so I'm back very, very regularly and looking forward to visiting the Victoria Hall.
It's good of you to actually pick up then that you want to do Moreland Radio.
Absolutely, absolutely. My mum would tell me off if I didn't, apart from anything else. If she had somebody else from Candlelight on Moreland's Radio, she'd be, why weren't you doing it?
Exactly. So what got you into the music then?
So, well, I was originally, I first moved down to London 12 years ago. I was a performer originally. And I was lucky enough to have a nice career in theatre in the West End for 10 years. And then a few years ago, one of my friends and now colleagues was working for Candlelight. I was very happy with where I was at with my performing career and fancied a little bit of a change. So a job opportunity came up. I wanted to stay in that environment because even though I was happy to put my performing days behind me, I wanted to stay in that environment. So yeah, got involved with the Conference by Candlelight initially as an event manager. I did that for a couple of years and have recently started as part of the programming and development department. But I just love being around the people, being around the performers, enjoying all the music. And like I say, we've got 45 different shows, so it never gets tiresome. I mean, even if we were listening to the same show over and over again, it wouldn't get tiresome, but there's certainly no chance of that with the variety we've got. So yeah, it's just a very, very nice world to be immersed in.
So your music career really started in Newcastle-under-Lyme, did it? Was that through your school teachers or whatever?
I did a lot of local theatre. I did North South Operatic Society and Stoke Youth. I trained the Academy for Theatre Arts run by Jill Clues. My dad was originally an actor and became a music teacher. My mum was a dance teacher. She's now a business and operations manager at Sutherland Primary. So, yeah, it's all been there for a long time, and it was a bit of a natural thing for me to go into, and I count myself very lucky to have been able to, and still get back to Stoke and Staffordshire and support all those bits as much as I can.
And Southern Primary School, I remember well. I didn't actually go there, I didn't teach there, but I did teach in that area, so I've been to Southern Primary a lot. And of course you mentioned Jill Clues, which is in the area, and my granddaughters are there, and they've just finished a show called Thank You for the Music. It's very.
I'm aware of it. I still keep my eye on the social.
So, have you been back lately? Have you been there?
I haven't been back in the last few months, but I'm due a visit. I'll be there very soon. Next time I'm back in Stoke, that's always high up on the list to tie in of people to see and things to do.
I must mention your name next time I turn up there, probably to pick my granddaughters up from their classes.
Yeah, well, it depends who you mention it to, which of my teachers, whether I like their classes or not, whether you'll get a big smile or an eye roll.
Oh, well, you never know. You mentioned that you were a singer. That was your first entry into the world of music, really. You say you now given that up. But on the times when you think, yeah, I just wish I could sing again and just wish I could do one more show?
Do you know what? Never say never. I love performing in general, and always have done. I think if you want to have a bit of a sing, you're never there's always going to be an opportunity to do it, even if it's just in your shower, which I still do plenty of. So no, I don't miss it in that capacity because I still get to do it. And then with regards to the doing it as a profession, I still feel very much in and around that world. So personally, I'm very happy with where I am right now. But never say never.
But you're always happy to see others succeed in where you were.
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of the best things to see happen, and it's still very nice. Like I was saying earlier on, to be in and around that world, and actually a lot of our singers and performers are people that I've worked with in previous capacities. So yeah, it's a nice little bubble and a nice little progression.
Okay, so give me one more shout out then for Queen by Candlelight. Why should we go and see it?
Yeah, Queen by Candlelight at the Victoria Hall, whether you just want to sit and soak in the candlelight ambience and bathe in the sounds of West End singers, or get up and have a rock out and a dance and a sing to Queen. It's a night for you.
Thanks very much for that, Sam. It's been a delight speaking to you. And get your mum to give us a shout out on Moorland Radio.
I will do, mate. Thanks
All right.
for calling. Speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.